Beloved heart dwellers, let this be a week of thanksgiving to repair the damages done by any ingratitude, complaining, and also for an ungrateful world. It absolutely breaks my heart to see how they have been tearing President Trump apart. He has done so much good. Let us make up for that with our thanksgiving to the Lord for this man, and that the Lord is going to turn this election around. Just as a note on that, by the way, they're finding major discrepancies in voting situations, along with videos that show what's going on. And not only that, but Pennsylvania was declared up for grabs last night. Biden did not win Pennsylvania, which means that if they calculated electoral votes, he does not have enough to claim the presidency. But all of this is going to be reversed when the evidence is exposed of all the cheating that's going on. So press in, guys, and ask the Lord to give you the gift of travailing prayer to back our president up. So I opened my little private Rhema book to do not grumble over any event, shortage or inconvenience or disaster, because you know these sacrifices are arranged by me to serve my ends in the economy of salvation. Joyfully cooperate with me. Interesting. I also pulled another card that said, this was done by me. I related both of those to the election results that the media has been putting out. The Lord is allowing the media to just bury themselves in lies. And when the real truth comes out about CNN and the rest of the guys, when the real truth comes out, it's going to undo them. People aren't going to want to have anything to do with them. So the Lord is allowing all of this for a reason. This is part of the deep state, the messy, yucky swamp. It's part that needs to be exposed to the public so they can make a decision. And it's coming, all coming to the surface. All the muck is coming to the surface. And the water's being drained away. And boy, what it is revealing is disgusting. Far beyond what anyone would even dream has been going on in this nation. It's simply disgusting. So our posture this week has to be one of prayer and joyful expectation. The Lord is going to turn this around. Dear ones, this sums up what the Lord is calling us to this week. Let it be a week of thanksgiving, a week of counting our blessings and sharing that with one another. Isn't it funny how we always seem to speak up when things are deficient? And I'm talking to myself right now. We either judge ourselves or someone else or complain. All complaining is a sin against God, for He has allowed everything for our sanctification. I've been guilty of fault-finding and complaining the last few weeks, and I was so convicted when Ezekiel went into a terribly painful experience of the Lord's passion. I asked him why he was suffering this way, expecting it to be about the election fraud, and what he was suffering from was our ingratitude for all the gifts he has given us and for fault-finding with each other. I repent of that. Surely there is a fine line between guiding a soul and complaining. In the early church, the Desert Fathers discouraged finding fault with one another. The young man who 1 year ago left the world the first day of college and came to us because he wanted to learn about the Lord has grown leaps and bounds and now has many gifts of the Spirit in operation. What a blessing he has become to the community. The Lord gave him a dream about me. It was short and to the point. I was correcting him about something, and the Lord spoke up and said, "Be as patient with him as I am with you." Oh, that shut me down. If I were that patient, I would never correct anyone. The Lord has forgiven me so many times, making it clear that I should just get up and try again. How can I possibly lift my head? So sometimes it's really difficult because mistakes are made that cost the community time or resources. And I need to speak up, but I need to do it in charity. And I also need at times to forget speaking up and just cover for the person and pray for me that God will give me wisdom on what to do when. I'm still learning. You see, dear family, I am much worse than any of you, and still, he continues to work with me. Therefore, I must show the same patience and compassion to others that he shows to me. The winter's here with all its challenges, and tempers can flare when three women live in a tiny space. I have to tell you, this is a proving ground for holiness. When someone makes the resolution to come to the mountain and the Lord approves it with us, they are stepping into the refining fires of God's sacred heart. Yes, the flames of love consume the dross that floats to the surface during refining, and they are being prepared like fine gold to be poured into the holy mold he has chosen for them from the beginning of the world. Even though we all recognize this is part of the process, it is still challenging to walk in love and patience. Lord, please speak your heart to us. Jesus began, "Beloved family of my heart, it is no accident that this place is called Sacred Heart Refuge in the midst of the Sangre de Cristo, Blood of Christ, mountains of New Mexico. Truly, it is a refuge for my heart, because I have sanctified souls here who are willing to comfort my weary heart. This is a place where I look for comfort. For that reason, I am working closely with you to rid yourself of complaining and judging. Do you understand? I need a place where I can rest my weary head and find solace and comfort. And not even one disturbing word. But if you are contending with one another, backbiting, judging, and snapping, I must turn away and find someone else to comfort me. Please do not treat each other this way. That comes from the world. You no longer belong to the world. You hurt me terribly when you find fault with one another. It is an acrid smell, like garbage burning at the dump, and I can find no rest in such a place. I am asking you to please make a safe space in your hearts for me, a place of peace and brotherly love. I understand your human natures and that you are frail and impatient. I understand very well, and I do not condemn you for your fault. So long as you keep a careful watch over yourself and refuse to take those thoughts into your minds and hearts. In fact, I rejoice when I see you deflect those fiery darts intended to start a trash fire in your heart. I did not call you here because you were perfect. I called you here because you love me and want to love me more. In short, you want to live the life of one who is united with me. So please take this to heart. You are not expected to be perfect. My love will purify your hearts and make you perfect. It is good for you all to know that demons of miscommunication under a major demon of division will do a great deal to provoke you if you are not very, very careful. What is said from one person's mouth to another's is often twisted as it enters your hearing ears. And this is done over and over again to confuse, stimulate frustration, and find fault with one another. Oh, Lord, I can't believe you just said that because it just happened between one of the souls and I. Claire, I want you to be meek and humble, even when others contradict you and won't listen. I will speak to their hearts. There are some souls who have layers of fences, layers of defenses, to protect their self-esteem. Being right is important to insecure souls. As I love and instruct these in the refining process, these defenses will come down. No one here has a right to be right. All of you, though, must be right with each other and right with me. Where brotherly love fails, the enemy has shot a dart into someone's mind. My specially chosen souls, if you could see the unseen realm, even as Rick Joyner did, you would realize you were living on a battlefield. So many things that are done deliberately, calculatingly, to you and against you come from this unseen realm. It would be good if you recognized that any hint of strife or contention comes from this realm. It is hard for me to rest in a heart that is angry and contentious, but I love each one of you so much that I work with you to bring you into peace within yourself and with one another. Be on guard and never underestimate the power of evil to discourage and divide. And the component to this is never underestimate your own weaknesses and the tendency to pride and self-defense. Yes, Lord, I can feel both those things most acutely right now, even to the point of wanting to find a hole to crawl into. Jesus continued, "Don't allow this to take you down, beloved. Know that you are greatly hated by the enemy, and this was an assault. Let it go. Forgive and go on. Some recognize you as big and strong. They do not see the vulnerable little girl inside. Take comfort in me and forgive. Care for one another, dear ones. Care for one another and do not nourish a grudge. Rather forgive and pray for one another. Be encouraged."